This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 113th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the regional language version immediately after the Hindi broadcast. An interstate coordination meeting of left-wing extremism LWE-affected states was held in Raipur, the capital of Chhattisgarh, today. The meeting was chaired by Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah. Chief Secretaries and Directors General of Police of 7 LWE-affected states, including Chhattisgarh, attended the meeting. Another meeting to further review security and development-related issues in LWE-affected regions of Chhattisgarh is now underway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia payment for the victims of the bus accident in Tanahun district, Nepal. An ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund will be given to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. Meanwhile, Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports Raksha Kharse has reached Kathmandu in Nepal today to oversee the return of victims and survivors of the road mishap. According to the Embassy of India in Kathmandu, 27 Indians were killed in the accident. In a social media post, Ms. Kharse said she discussed the rescue operation and further course of action with Indian Ambassador Naveen Srivastav and Joint Secretary of Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Nepal, Bhrigu Dungana. She also visited Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital where the injured have been admitted. The Embassy of India in Kathmandu is in constant touch with local authorities and hospital staff regarding treatment of the injured and earliest repatriation of the mortal remains of the deceased to India. A helicopter belonging to a private company crashed in the Paur area of Pune today. 4 people on board are reported to have sustained serious injuries. The helicopter was en route to Hyderabad from Mumbai when it crashed, likely due to a technical fault and adverse weather conditions. The Pune Rural Police, assisted by local residents, quickly responded to the scene and provided aid to the injured. Pune and surrounding areas are witnessing rain since last night. The second round of the India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable will be held in Singapore on Monday. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, and Railways IT Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav will participate in the roundtable. During the visit, the ministers will interact with their counterparts and will also call on the Singaporean leadership. The United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken has approved a possible foreign military sale of anti-submarine warfare sonobuoys and related equipment to India at an estimated cost of $52.8 million. The anti-submarine sonobuoys are for the multi-mission MH-60R Seahawk helicopters. The development came on the day Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his American counterpart Lloyd Austin held wide-ranging talks at the Pentagon to deepen the bilateral relationship. The Inter-Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, Odisha, West Rajasthan, East Madhya Pradesh and Gangetic West Bengal till tomorrow. Heavy to extremely heavy rainfall is also likely over Mizoram, Tripura, Gujarat, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra during the next 2 days. In China, torrential rains have left 11 people dead and 14 others missing in the city of Hulutau in Liaoning province. Local authorities said the heavy rainfall caused extreme damage in Hulutau. The authorities reported that roads, power lines, communication networks, houses and crops have been heavily affected. More than 1,88,000 people in the city have reportedly been affected. The Indian parachuting team has departed for the next edition of the Paralympic Games in Paris with high hopes of surpassing their previous achievements. The team comprising 10 athletes will compete to better their Tokyo Hall of 4 medals. The spotlight will be on reigning Paralympic gold medalists Avni Lekra and Manish Narwal, who are determined to replicate their gold medal winning performances in Paris. And with that, we end this news bulletin.